Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture from the book of Matthew. But first of all, you know, it's incredible how much bitterness that people held in their hearts towards Jesus. Bitterness is defined in the dictionary as having a hostile and deep-seated ill will towards someone else. And this is the way that they felt about him, simply because he exposed the darkness of their own sinful living. Rather than accepting the truth and repenting of their sins, they resented him so much that they wanted to figure out a way to put him to death. This kind of behavior is a result of a hard and impenitent heart. Nowadays, the same type of people will say, "You don't love me." Well, love speaks the truth to your neighbor and warns them to repent so they don't go to hell. Everybody will quickly talk about God's love towards this world, but you have to remember that God hates sin. And this is why there's going to be a lake of fire. To obtain eternal life requires repentance and becoming faithfully obedient to the will of God. When Jesus spoke out about people's sin, they tried to silence him. When he called them serpents and vipers, they hated him even more. In a world filled up with lies, speaking the truth is going to bring about bitterness, maliciousness, and hatred from those who refuse to repent. Matthew 23, verse 32 says, "Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell?" Luke 11, verse 39 says, "And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also?" Matthew 12, verse 34 says, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." When you take a stand for biblical truth, you're going to enter into some type of persecution in this world. A Christian is supposed to hate what is evil, rebuking sin in the church so that others develop the proper fear of God. Now, John the Baptist called the religious leaders on the carpet, and he was hated by them. Matthew 3:7 says, "But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." John the Baptist preached the truth, and he was hated so much by Herod's wife that she wanted him killed. She's an example of a bitter, cruel woman who refused to repent. Repentance is a key that opens the door for our own salvation. If people choose to reject God's will, I don't care how many religious activities they have done, their salvation will be lost at Judgment Day. The Lord Jesus warned about this false form of religious hypocrisy. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Repentance is about turning away from sin to serve and submit to the will of God. If that desire never manifests itself in one's heart, their soul is going to ultimately be lost. Rebelling against God will result in damnation. This is what Lot's wife did when, in complete rebellion, she turned away from her own salvation to return to the life that she had left behind. When people get to this point in their life, they turn into a malicious, cruel, and evil person, openly rejecting God's will for the things of this world. They have chosen to believe lies rather than abiding in the truth of Scripture. Disciples have been hated throughout the centuries by people who refuse to love the truth along with the ones that God has sent unto them. John 8:42 says, "Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Many of the religious leaders of Jesus' day were living and believing lies. Many forms of false Christianity are doing the same things today by changing the original teachings of the church 2,000 years ago into something perverted and moral and wicked. Then, when somebody speaks the truth in Christ, these people are so far away from the will of God that their first response is bitterness and hatred. Like John the Baptist or the other prophets, they hate the ones who preach the message of truth. James 5:10 says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience." But suffering for preaching the truth brings on great blessings from God. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Those who reject scriptural truth will suffer God's wrath, both now and in eternity. Romans 1 verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." There is a huge form of false Christianity on the rise, being led by false prophets and false prophetesses. And it will continue to grow worse as people are deceived by those who lead them away from the will of God. The fruit of their lips is poison, and their voice brings forth the words of death. Psalms 140 verse 3 says, "They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips." Salah. Romans 3 verse 13 says, "Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness." Well, take a look around you. Can you recognize the sign of the times? Look at the wickedness on this earth, filled up with false prophets and a generation of vipers. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly, along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.